It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland.
This is the perfect shirt. If I had more than one of this shirt, world domination.
This coat's definitely a keeper. I could pass it on to my kids if I want to.
It's perfect for warm weather and cool weather, so I take it everywhere.
I met the love of my life for these pants. I wear them everywhere I go. They're like a second skin.
It's my favorite because it's easy to take care of.
It's my favorite because it keeps me dry.
They're my favorite because they're cotton.
It's cotton.
They're cotton.
Cotton. It's your favorite for a reason. Check the label. Learn why at thefabricofourlives.com.
USDA's May supply and demand report brought pressure on the cotton market and moved prices slightly lower, but down to the very critical level of 60, 61 cents, that support level. I, for one, had really thought the 61-cent level would hold based on prior mill buying, but this old crop July contract is fighting to hold that level, spending most of the last several days around 60.5 cents to close it today, or closing the week at 60.6 cents. This 60-cent mark offers another line of support, but failing that opens up the December new crop contract to a test of 57 cents, and that's just something I thought I would see again only in the rearview mirror. But Mother Nature's beautiful smile, if she gives us just some very good weather, we could see December pressure down to around 55 cents. I have fear of that. But planting progress is very much on schedule, given the five-year average. Planting conditions through the middle of May are generally ideal. I know there's some scattered complaints of either too wet or too dry planting conditions and some comments of some cool night temps. But again, you know, it's not even the middle of May yet, so that's not unusual. Additionally, the dry conditions generally in the southwest relate only to surface moisture, and subsoil moisture is adequate once we get that crop in. So I think, again, our trading range is lowered a little bit. It's still much within what we've seen, but I think we've got to bring a bottom down to it now. Instead of 60 cents, put it down to 58 cents on the high side now. Instead of 65, 66 cents, it's back down to around 63 cents. So 58 to 63 cents. Now, in its report early in the week, USDA lowered its estimate of 2016 exports, 500,000 bales. That's a very significant reduction, given that there are only 4 months remaining in the marketing season. Now, the basis of this reduction was the traditional easing of shipments during the last 3 months of the season, and they're right, that traditionally has happened. So the model that they use is very much with merit, but the hand-to-mouth buying and the immediate delivery demands of mills that we've seen over the past 2 years are likely, in my opinion, to remain in play again this year. And failure to account for that that change in mill sourcing patterns has caused USDA to underestimate exports the last 2 years. So I'm thinking that's still going to be the case, and I think USDA has come in again and they're underestimating exports. But they're the ones the market goes with, and rightfully so. So we've got to assume that's a problem for right now. But I think also you look at the farm price USDA throughout, and I think that suggests that exports will continue to remain better than what they feel like. And I just think that's just a situation that we'll see exports climb a little bit higher than where USDA has them. In fact, I was really surprised they reduced 500,000 bales. I would have thought at most 100, 150,000. Still think we can actually export more, 500,000 bales more than what USDA say. In its numbers, world production on the world side, USDA lowered that below 100 million bales, first time in a long time. It reflects the reductions in the Indian crop that should have been made several months ago, but world consumption was also increased marginally up to 109 million bales, and world carryover was lowered now to 102 million bales, and that's a 10 million bale drop just during this current season. So it just simply says that hopefully we're headed in the proper direction. I think we just have to assume for now that the 55-cent number is in play again. I thought it was, as I said, in the rearview mirror. But only with the slight with improvement in the bank demand, I think we can also see a range there for the new crop and down to 55 cents, but back up to 63, 64 cents if we get any help whatsoever. So have a good week. Enjoy it. And remember to give that gift of cotton. Thanks so much.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.